We're taking you behind the scenes with entrepreneurs that run product-based businesses, people that were once in your shoes. Our TSBC alumni, speakers, and friends will shed light on growth strategies, resources, and inspiration to help you scale your creative business. Before we get started, I wanted to invite you to our next Paper Camp conference, which will take place March 14th and 15th in Los Angeles. This is our signature program where we tackle product development for wholesale, sales strategies, marketing to retailers, and exhibiting at trade shows. We will spend 2 days diving deep with you and helping you figure out everything you need to know to build a strong wholesale foundation. We're going to provide you with a ton of resources that took us years to uncover and share our favorite manufacturers with you. And we will welcome you with open arms to our Trade Show Bootcamp family. If you'd like to join us, head on over to tradeshowcamp.com/papercamp and register. Happy New Year, friends! This is Katie Hunt from Proof to Product, and I am really excited to be back with another episode for you. I'm excited for the fresh start that this new year brings, which also brings renewed energy, and we've got some pretty big things lined up for you here at Proof to Product that I'm excited to tell you about in the coming weeks and months. But in my closing episode for 2018, I talked a lot about giving yourself time to reflect on what's working and what's not working in your business. And I asked you to daydream a bit so that you could head into 2019 with a clear idea of how your business can truly fit your life. And so today, now that we've crossed that threshold for the new year, I wanted to talk to you about the three seasons of business that each and every company and every entrepreneur goes through. And this is kind of a mix of seasons that include the actual hard work as well as some mental battles that we go through as entrepreneurs. So let me break down what the three seasons are. The first is growth. And this is where you are adding new products, new services, you're building internal systems for your business. This is building an expansion mode. When most people think about the growth phase, they think of the beginning years of business because that's when you're really building your foundation. But in reality, the growth phase can happen in the beginning, the middle, or the end of a business's life cycle. So figuring out which products you want to make and how you're going to get those products out into the world, those are the kind of things that you're going to be grappling with throughout the course of running your business, right? So it's not just at that beginning point. During the growth phase, you are figuring out which products you want to make. Maybe you're considering expanding into a new product category that you haven't done before. This phase would also include figuring out your sales channels, so things like whether you're selling wholesale, retail, or custom. And for seasoned entrepreneurs, this growth phase may involve adding new team members, new systems, new processes for your existing business. The growth phase can be a huge learning curve. We often immerse ourselves in reading blog posts, listening to podcasts like this one, taking courses, or even hiring business coaches to help ensure that we're on the right path. And the growth phase is where we're stretching ourselves as entrepreneurs to learn new skills that we can leverage in different ways. Now, I know from personal experience and also talking to a lot of clients that the growth phase can feel really exciting, but it can also feel really overwhelming. People in the growth phase sometimes feel like they're being pulled in too many directions. They're implementing too many things like new products or systems at the same time. And so doing that at the same time can feel really challenging because it's likely the first time that you're doing that thing, whatever it is, the new product category or the new process. And so most of the time when whatever you're building is happening, you're also still having to do the regular day-to-day work of keeping your business going. So this growth phase is both exciting, but it can also feel challenging at the same time. The second phase of business is maintenance. And this phase is where you take a look at everything that you have been building during that growth phase, and you realize that you need to stop adding new. And instead, you need to optimize what you have already created. So what do I mean by this? Well, maybe you are primarily selling soaps, but you decide that you want to add candles to your product offering. And you spent the last year adding 2 new SKUs. So you started small to keep the cost down and to allow yourself to test the market. But you know that the demand for this new product is there, so you decide you want to add more SKUs and you want to increase your production run so that you can lower that production cost and therefore increase your profit margin. But to get to this point, you had to go through that growth phase. You had to take the risk and try to test that new product and source that new product before you went all in with your money, with your risk, with all of it. So this maintenance phase now is where you are going to tweak what is already working so that you can optimize what you're already doing and the things that you're already doing well. Another example here is, let's say in the growth phase that you hired a part-time marketing assistant to help with social media and content development. This person's been onboarded and they're doing a good job with the task that they've been given. So maybe you want to start giving them more responsibilities or let them lead some other marketing projects. You really want to maximize the time that this person is spending on your projects while also rewarding them for the good work that they are doing. So maintaining and optimizing our existing products, services, and the internal team and the processes, all of that is really important. And once we create a product or a system, it's really imperative that we make adjustments as we go. A good example of this is our proof to product workflow for our podcast. We have a very, very detailed project plan in Asana, and it is step by step. If anyone ever needed to like step into this podcast, they would know exactly how to do something. But we've been doing this now for almost 2 years, and some things have changed. And so we've been going back in 2018, we went back and we were reassessing our workflow and changing things as, you know, we saw they like we took out some things that were no longer relevant and we added some other steps to the process. But basically, sometimes the little details in all of our projects in our business get lost in the shuffle. So taking this time to make sure that we're maintaining and optimizing everything that we're doing, it helps with our big picture planning in our business. When I am in maintenance mode, I like to ask myself a couple of key questions. The first is, what can we improve? The second is, how can we do what we're already doing better? So that kind of ties in with the first. And then how can we serve our existing customers better? And so for this one, it's a lot about customer experience, onboarding. How are we communicating with people? How is our podcast and how is our website and how is our social media platform? How are those things serving our audience? And so those are the things I kind of ask myself when we head into maintenance mode and how we want to improve things. Hey friends, I know you wear a lot of hats as a small business owner, and while some of those hats are pretty great, others like filing your taxes and running payroll, those aren't so great. And that is where Gusto comes in. Gusto makes payroll, taxes, and HR actually easy for all of us small business owners. They have fast, simple payroll processing, benefits, and expert HR support all in one place. Gusto automatically pays and files your federal, state, and local taxes so you don't have to worry about it. Plus, they make it easy to add on health benefits or even 401ks for your team. Those old school clunky payroll providers just weren't built for the way we're doing small business work today. But Gusto is. And now is the best time to get set up for the new year. Listeners of Proof to Product get 3 free months when they run their first payroll. Try a demo and see for yourself at gusto.com/proof. That's gusto.com/proof. So the third phase of business is streamlining. And sometimes in business, we get really excited about all the ideas we have. I mean, let's be honest, guys. We are all entrepreneurs. We all have a zillion ideas. And many times, we keep adding to what we're already doing, which basically puts ourselves back in that growth phase again. And before we know it, things may start to feel a little bit out of control. So overwhelm is something that pops up again here because that's often what we hit in the growth phase as well. But overwhelm is a feeling that comes before streamlining. But before we start streamlining, we may feel like we have too much product or too many product categories. We may look at our product line and feel like things aren't in alignment, whether it's our design style has changed, or maybe you're just not as excited about how everything is looking together, like the aesthetic isn't meshing well. Or maybe you're feeling like you're catering to too many audiences. So maybe you've been dabbling in wholesale and retail and doing custom projects, and it just feels like it's too much. When we feel like we're talking to nobody and we're not doing anything well, this is kind of the sign that we might need to start streamlining. So the streamlining phase is where we take a big, giant step back and we look at the big picture of our business. And then we trim wherever we can. So basically, we're trying to remove the clutter from our businesses. In this streamlining phase, you may want to reassess your client onboarding process. You may want to think about how you're reaching out to potential retailers that you want to sell wholesale to. This is something that has been coming up quite a bit with my coaching clients and my mastermind group. We've been talking about how to communicate with your wholesale buyers when you're reaching out to them coldly or when they've already joined your list. You want to treat those people differently, right? In this streamlining phase, you may be taking a big fat red marker to your catalog and crossing out anything that's either not selling well or, again, doesn't fit with the overall aesthetic that you want your brand to have. This streamlining phase can be a really powerful one in that you're identifying areas within your business that can be improved, and then you're taking action on it. And this phase is like primarily about taking action, but it's in a different way than both the growth and the maintenance phase. So, a couple things to note about all three of these phases of business. I believe that all companies go through each and every one of these phases, and likely they will go through them multiple times over again. These three seasons are not sequential, meaning you won't go from growth to maintenance to streamlining. You may jump from one to the other and back again. In fact, I've seen a lot of people toggle between growth and streamlining, but then rarely hitting that maintenance mode to optimize what they already have. And I should also mention, none of these three seasons are better than the other, but they are all three really necessary to build a healthy business. Each phase also contains its own challenges and its own rewards and includes its own uncomfortable transitions that we have to navigate as entrepreneurs. And the other thing, as I mentioned at the forefront, you may go through one of these seasons multiple times over the lifespan of your business. In fact, I'd say the majority of us spend it in growth mode, and we need to allocate more time to both streamlining and maintenance. As I was preparing for this podcast episode and making notes, it was really fun for me to look back at the different seasons of my businesses. There were definitely years where I was more focused on growth and projections and moving forward and, you know, visibility. All of those things really fall under the growth category. And then there were other times where I was truly fixated on maintenance, which for me also did involve a lot of learning how to optimize things. I was studying and working with business coaches and things like that. So you could have those educational pieces tied to both growth mode as well as maintenance. And for 2019, for me, it is really about my focus is on streamlining so that we can get all of you, our audience, the help that you need more quickly. So I'm actually going to be taking away some of our programs. We'll be enhancing some of our courses and programs. And I'm really excited about what's to come, because I think if we're doing fewer things, right now we're doing a lot of things. We have a lot of programming available. And when we have too many things like that, it's difficult to talk about all of them without bombarding you with information. So we will be pulling back on a lot of those so that we can focus on a handful of things and do them really, really well. So that's my goal there. But friends, I would love to hear what your plans are for 2019. Which of these three seasons of business are you in? Head over to our Proof to Product Facebook group, which I will link here in the show notes, and tell me what is your focus for 2019? When we know what we want to accomplish in our business, it is so much easier to map out a plan and get there. And so I hope that you got some clarity from this episode. I hope you got some understanding about how your business is cycling through these different mental shifts and also these action shifts. So thank you, friends, for listening. Happy New Year. And we'll be back next week with a two-part episode, with the first part airing on Tuesday and then the second part on Thursday with Natasha from Cool House. So enjoy. All right, friends, I hear you loud and clear. You want to meet in person. You want to spend 2 days diving deep into your business with other entrepreneurs that understand the struggles you're going through. You want to learn all the things you need to know to sell wholesale, exhibit at trade shows, reach a larger range of wholesale buyers, and essentially up-level your business. We only offered our Paper Camp conference once in 2018, and many of you have been emailing me asking when the next conference will be. Well, it is here. And I personally want to invite you to join us March 14th and 15th in Los Angeles for the Paper Camp conference. We have an amazing lineup of speakers joining us, including Karina Murray and Kimberly Yerkowitz of Crone Canary, Rachel Hetzel from Pistachio Press, and Katie Wilson from The Good Twin. Get all of the details and save your seat at tradeshowcamp.com/papercamp. We look forward to working with you. Proof to Product is brought to you by Trade Show Bootcamp and hosted by me, Katie Hunt. Since 2011, TSPC has worked with hundreds of product-based businesses to help them uplevel, scale, and build profitable, sustainable companies. You can find our show notes and additional resources at prooftoproduct.com. And if you like what you heard today, please head over to Apple Podcasts to leave a 5-star review and subscribe. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be back next week with a new episode.